It may not be as exciting or fun as calling plays or roaming the sidelines, but for football coaches, working to safeguard the health of players is a job that never ends. Just before the start of spring break, Matt Mitchell took that responsibility one step further by asking his team to help others by enrolling in a national marrow donor program conducted locally by Spectrum Hospital and the Michigan Blood Program. The idea came from Darcy Beebe, a Spectrum nurse who's a bone marrow program coordinator and the mother of Laker offensive lineman Colin Beebe.
And so part of what my job to do is when a patient, a recipient, doesn't have a related donor, then it's up to me to go into the NMDP's website, the Traxys program that they have that has all the DNA, and find a donor for somebody that may not be related to them.
She'd actually had a few of our offensive linemen over for dinner one night and just kind of struck her that, hey, this is a population of guys that you know, maybe could have potentially helped some people. She'd emailed me, and then we worked back and forth on the details and arranged a time for her to come in and talk to our team and present it as an opportunity. We do a lot of community service, but another opportunity maybe to help somebody out a little bit more than just the casual community service or work service opportunity.
I have a connection, you know, with my son Colin being on the team here and him bringing his buddies home to eat. It was hard not to look at them and think, wow, what great donors, you know, they would be. And so that's what prompted me to give the coaches a call and find out how they felt about it.
While many football players are willing to go to training extremes to improve at their craft, they learn from hospital and program officials that it takes very little effort to join the National Registry and make themselves available to perhaps help save a life. Last week's meeting was the first step. Players were asked simply to provide an oral swab, which will then be tested. If they're asked to take the next step in the process, they could eventually become bone marrow donors, which in most cases is something it takes less than a day to do.
We're in locker room next to each other, and I know we line up, we do all these conditioning things, and we do it more for the guy next to us than we really do for ourselves. And you know, that really showed today that, you know, all these guys signed up to do it, and they're willing to put somebody else's life in front of theirs to help somebody out.
5 years ago, a college football player from the State University of New York at Cortland named John Stevens emerged from this program to donate marrow to a California infant named Brooke Boyle, who was suffering from cancer. Eventually, the girl got to meet Stevens and attend one of his college games. It was a remarkable, but fairly typical, success story of the program. A healthy male athlete from the East Coast providing a lifeline to a young, sick infant from the West Coast.
It's pretty rare for a football player to go through his whole career not being hurt, not being injured. So maybe being on the other end of that, you know, being an injured athlete and understanding that you need some other people to get back healthy, you need some help from some support systems to do that. They probably maybe a little bit more sympathetic, even though they're a lot of times football players, they think they're invincible. They've been hurt. They understand a little bit of some of the things that go into it. I'm sure they aided with that also.
We're so fortunate to have been dealt the hand that we're dealt. I mean, we so easily could have had something like a cancer or some sort of blood disorder that wouldn't allow us to play. But, you know, man upstairs has been good to us and, you know, given us an opportunity to healthy enough to be able to play the game we love.
For the dozens of Laker football players who took part in the campus testing program during a winter storm, the choice to help out was an easy one. Even though the odds of ever being called to donate marrow or stem cells are remote, they quickly understood the importance of what they were being invited to do. Only about one-third of those who need matching bone marrow donors will ever find one. And with America's population becoming more diverse by the moment, minorities in need face even longer odds.
I, again, being a transplant coordinator, I deal with the unrelated donor. I only know age, name, and where they come from. And we get international donors frequently.
I don't know off the top of my head. There's probably a fair number of those guys that have had members of their family or people they know personally that have had cancer and, you know, maybe have in an indirect manner kind of understand the plight of somebody that might be affected with one of these diseases and, you know, might be able to help them out. I'm sure they're thinking about that also.
Though bone marrow and stem cell replacements are now being used to battle a wide range of catastrophic illnesses, one that most people know about is leukemia. Just last summer, Central Michigan football player Derek Nash died after a 2-year battle with the disease, and many people still remember the story of leukemia victim Ernie Davis, the first African-American Heisman Award winner from Syracuse in 1961, who died at the age of 23. Someday, the National Marrow Donor Program may prevent deaths like those of Nash and Davis. Last week, Grand Valley football players joined the cause. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.